Hello again and welcome to the Master's Voice. I'm Celestial and you're welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers alike, you are very welcome. To those who may not necessarily be so fluent in English, you are still welcome, and always know that every video will be translated for you within about 24 to 48 hours by YouTube. So all you have to do is look on the screen until you see a little gear wheel. It's usually a gear wheel. It looks like a cog like this at the top, or you might find it along the bottom row of your YouTube screen. When you click that, then you just click translation. And when you click translation, go to auto translate. And there you will find that there's quite a few languages. There's Spanish, there's Portuguese, there's French, there's German, there's Italian. Hopefully your language is listed, and then you can auto translate the video and it will have subtitles that you can read and follow along. And so I'm sharing a dream that has nothing to do with the time that we are living in now. This dream is a full beast system dream, and I had it on April the 8th, 2024. So this is how the Lord God is with me. God will show me a dream that has everything to do with where we are. And then in no time at all, the Lord will simply shoot it all the way into the future and show me something about the time that is coming. And while I was going over this dream just now, I was questioning in my heart and I was saying, Lord, what time period is this truly? What time period is this where people are behaving in this manner? And the Lord answered so strongly, and he said, this is the beast system. Everything that is written on this page, everything that you saw, is the beast system. It is the system that Satan is going to set up. It is the system where Satan is going to be allowed to rule. So as you are listening to this, please know that this is a system where the normal governments that you know, the normal government system structure will be completely different. As I saw in this dream, we're going to get out of daily life that we know, and we're going into a future that is just like kingdoms. So the title of this dream is The Future Kingdom, April the 8th, 2024. And so I dreamt and I saw the world that is coming. And I didn't see it as I sometimes do. Sometimes I will bring a dream here and it is coherent. It's sequential, meaning that it has a beginning and then the next part and the next part and the next part and the next part until the end. And all you have to do is listen. And as we go sequentially, I always explain the dreams according to the understanding that the Holy Spirit gives me. And then you can know what it is. But in this one, it was as if I was getting major themes from a movie. It is as if I was watching scenes from a movie, and from these scenes, then I'm piecing together. So this is where we live and this is where we are now. And so it wasn't in a coherent form with a plot line, a beginning, middle, and end. I was seeing things in a fragmented way. And to tell you the truth, this dream looked like someone had gone to great pains, great extremes, to replicate every movie that has kings, that has knights, that has honorable men, that has dishonorable men, that has a haunted forest, that has dragons to fight. If you've ever seen those movies where a person says, I will go and rescue the princess, life was exactly like that. I was watching this dream and I was just thinking to myself, Lord, what is this? Honestly, what is this? Life was replicated exactly as it is in the movies, as if someone went to extreme lengths and great pains to make sure that everything we have been watching in movies comes to life before our very eyes and becomes our daily experience. And so the theme of this dream, the central thing that was being made clear to me, is that life will be divided into kingdoms, into clans, and into houses. So those of you who watch things like Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, Fellowship of the King, or Game of Thrones, that kind of thing. I know Game of Thrones was extremely popular around the world, though that's not a show that I know anything about or ever followed. But once you know these kinds of shows, then you know that kingdom loyalty is highly prized. Loyalty to your particular kingdom decides who is highly regarded in a kingdom. So a man who is greatly loyal to the kingdom, is willing to give his youth into the army, is willing to go on war campaigns for his kingdom, no matter how poor that person might be, that person has an opportunity to rise high based on the fact that what he has to offer may not be money to the kingdom, but he's willing to offer his physical body as a defender of the kingdom. He's willing to offer his time into the army. And then if he's, for instance, a man like King David or a man like Saul, actually, Jonathan, even Saul was a valiant warrior. So if he's a man who's particularly skilled with his craft at war, then the sky's the limit for how high that person can rise. This is the kind of world that I saw. Life in the future will be divided into kingdoms, into clans, and into houses. So the kingdom is first. It is going to be this kingdom here, perhaps on one continent, and then it's going to be clans. So underneath, this is the kingdom of so-and-so. They're going to be various clans, almost exactly as it is in the Bible, actually. You have the kingdom of Israel, one side, and then it's split from Judah, which was Judah and Benjamin. And then under Israel, that was sometimes called Samaria, you had all then the different tribes. And then the tribes had what they called the father's houses. And then they were divided like that. And they were always numbering their genealogies like that. That kind of thing is not only going to make a massive comeback, but they're going to number people and assign them like that. And so I saw it was kingdoms and then clans and then houses. And when you would travel, you would see signs along the way that would say, the kingdom of this and that welcomes you. The kingdom of this and that receives you. You would travel and they would bring people out to meet you if you were someone of a higher rank, and you would be greeted and told, the kingdom of this and this is pleased to meet you. The kingdom of this and this is well pleased to receive you. That kind of thing. And if you were evil, if you were punished, if you ended up in any one of these public trials that I saw going on, then you would be told, you are banished from the kingdom. The kingdom of that and that banishes you forever. And they'd be reading out your sentence in front of the whole kingdom. They would call everybody out. And what I saw is that at least the kingdom I was looking at, which I assume is the kingdom of the Americas or whatever, had this very high dais, and on this dais, the fate of many people was decided. And so they would tell you, the kingdom of this and that banishes you forever to wander, to be a reject, never to return for 1,000 years. Who's living that long? But they would read out your full sentence to you on this jutting, projected dais that had massive screens everywhere, and everyone everywhere will hear what is being done to you. Your judgment or your promotion, your blessing, sometimes it was even marriages, arranged marriages, very public marriages, it was beamed out from that dais throughout the entire kingdom, so that when you go up in life, when you're promoted, when you're lifted, when you are blessed, when you are praised, it will be public. And when you go down, when you fall, when you mess up, when you are counted to be disloyal to the kingdom, or when you are impertinent, meaning that you are perhaps too ambitious and you don't know how to hide it, and you don't know how to be smooth about wanting to move, or you step out of your place, or if you are rude to the ruling class in any way, your judgment and humiliation would also be public, and everyone would know what was happening to you. And so when it came to judging cases on this dais, which I will try very soon to explain, only the most serious cases were being judged on the dais. Everything else was handled normally at the ground level through the court system and the tribunals. So the tribunals are smaller and will be operating, I think, in local neighborhoods. The tribunal will be operating at a much, much lower level, perhaps household disputes. My neighbor is playing his music too loud, and then the tribunal will try to gather information and fix that. And then the courts are above the tribunals, and then, because the tribunal will just be just a few elders gathered together to try and say, work it out, try to live together, or you are doing this. The court system is above that. And then only the most serious cases will be taken to the dais. Everything else will be handled normally at the ground level, but all serious cases, including high-profile weddings, including love marriages, please listen, there will be a difference in a future where you get to marry the person you love, and then there's arranged marriages between the houses. I kid you not. The House of Blue now gives a bride to the House of Green. This thing only takes place behind our flat screens. This doesn't take place anywhere that I know of. Not even the royals of our time are really doing this anymore. But I saw high-profile weddings, traded brides, some of which will be love marriages, traded brides, which are arranged marriages for power or alliances between the various kingdoms, between the various houses. So you have a kingdom sending a bride, the kingdom of somewhere in South America, sending a bride to the kingdom of Australia to strengthen ties. That's a kingdom-to-kingdom alliance marriage. And then you have marriages between the houses, which is at the lower level. Remember, kingdoms, clans, houses. Then you have marriages between the houses. But if it strengthens a house and it's powerful enough of a match, yes, that marriage will take place on the dais. So I saw alliances between various kingdoms, all of this taking place on a very long gray dais with a 360-degree public view and screens. There will be the Kingdom House. Let us try to paint the picture. The Kingdom House is here, okay? So we're going to say that the Kingdom House, the door of it is here. The dais will be long and projected outward, just outward. Think of the rock in The Lion King. Think of that rock. I think it was Pride Rock. I'm not sure what the rock was called. Think of how it jutted out, and Mufasa and all the female lions would come and all the cubs. And from that dais, Mufasa would rule. He would give the decrees, and then all the animals were gathered around in a 360, and when he would say something, the animals would all bow to King Mufasa like that. It was exactly like that. This was a long slate gray rock, and there were screens implanted at both sides, at all sides of the rock, projecting outward, so that everybody would have a view. So even if the figures on the dais were very small, these massive screens will let you know what's actually happening there. You'll be able to watch the wedding, even if your house is back, and maybe you're old and you're not able to get to the event. So I saw that in this world that people belonged to clans. Everybody belonged to a clan. I also was in a clan. I was part of a clan in a kingdom, and I was given an assigned house. I was assigned to this house not by God's order, and I've written it here in capital letter. A people I was assigned to was not of God's order, but it was of man's choice. So the state designated where I belong. The state made me a member of a particular clan that wore purple, and that is what I wore all the time. And I've been having this dream about wearing purple. I shared another dream where I said that I saw myself dressed in a dress of a Victorian era, very heavy velvet dress of heavy purple material, long neck, long sleeves. And I was battling spiritual wickedness that I could not see, but it was definitely there, because when I was getting my wax in, I could feel the body of the creature that I was fighting. And I said that this creature had a massive wingspan, and I could perceive without seeing a shape that the wings were exactly shaped like a bat with ears. This thing was there and I was fighting it, but I couldn't see it. So I've been seeing myself in this dream that this purple was there, and this clothing that I was wearing, it fit me so well. The material will be so different. This material that I was wearing, it was a cross between the kind of material that people are wearing to swim, the kind of material that people are wearing to bike and run in these Olympic Games and stuff like that. But at the same time, it was shiny. At the same time, it was meshed with silver. At the same time, it was very hard to cut. The material was very hard to cut, to slit, to tear. A very resilient type of fabric that I don't think we have. I don't think we have that kind of fabric now, because you can cut anything. But this thing will be almost as if it has resistant, razor resistant, cut resistant mesh inside, but you can't see the mesh. So that if you're wearing it and you're fighting and somebody tries to hit you and you put your arm up, and it cuts the thing, it's not going to cut through the material and cut your hand. And all of mine was purplish silver. Every single piece of clothing given to me was this clothing. And I couldn't actually see my whole self. Throughout the dream, I was walking exactly the way you walk in a video game. You know, in a video game, you can't see yourself. You only see your arms, your hands, and your legs, and you see where you are walking. So that's how I was seeing myself in this dream. My clan wore purple, and that's what I wore all the time. And my clothes fit me so well. The fabric was so breathable. It felt like absolutely nothing. It was lightweight. It was a joy to wear. You were never too hot. You were never too cold, and that was my color. And my designation made it easy for anyone who saw me to identify me, because this is what people will be doing in that time. People will always be wondering, who is that? And what family does she come from, kind of thing. And so clothing is going to be used to signal very early on in the game what the classes are like. So just understand that the class system that Americans have no idea how it works, okay, because people here do not do clans. People here don't even do tribal whatever. Perhaps in Wales, they might still do that. Perhaps in other countries that have not strayed so far from their origin points, they do that, where people will say, oh no, this is my tribe and this is my clan and this is my country. But here it's just like a margarita. It's all shaken together. So people have no clue how that works. But class system is going to be there, and it's going to be very strongly enforced. You're going to stay in your class. You're going to stay in your lane, and the elites are going to see to it. Saffron robe wearers, something like these monks that are up in the hill wearing those orange robes, but theirs are going to be much, much, much lighter, gold-like, and very shiny, very kind of almost giving off its own light. You can't trust them. You never know if they have bulbs in there just trying to act holier than thou. So clothes will be a statement in that time. And my clothes were such that you could look. You could look in all these questions. Here are all the questions that you could tell from clothing. Am I a daughter? Speaking of me and speaking of whoever at that time. Am I a daughter? If yes, then am I a daughter of who? Whose daughter am I? Am I the eldest daughter? Am I the middle daughter? Am I the last one? Am I married? Am I a widow? Do I have children? Am I a mother? By simply looking at people's clothes in the society, that is, once people hit a certain rank, not everybody's clothes will be able to do this. By simply looking at people's clothes in society, people of a certain rank, you could instantly tell who you were talking to, so you could adjust and automatically address them in the right way. By looking at their clothes, you could automatically say, Miss, Mrs., My Lord, Your Lordship, Your Grace, without making any mistakes or getting in trouble for saying the wrong thing. Yes. Yes. That is what I saw. You would not mistakenly be able to chat up a married woman. This is try to talk to a married woman, show interest in a married woman. You would never be able to mistakenly chat up a married woman and act as if she's a free and a single woman, because her clothes will tell you instantly, this is a married woman. And likewise, you could never claim that you were behaving inappropriately towards a young girl, because her clothes would tell you, she's young, she's of this house, you should not be approaching her. If you did it anyway, you would quickly find yourself a victim of public shaming for inappropriate behavior. So I wrote here in the dream, those of you who like this free love business, I've seen a girl, I'm going to talk to her. If I like her, I will try to talk to her and I will try to spend time with her and maybe take her home. If you try this in the society that is coming, you will be burnt alive with shame in that new society where everything operates exclusively through the clans. I think I just said in a recent video that we're going to be in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, whether people like it or not. Well, here's some of the reason why I say that. No one's manufacturing these dreams here in Brooklyn. This is what God is showing me, because this is what is coming. And God has already said that he is not the author of what sounds like free madness. So you can tell that Satan has bold plans for the brave new world that he is crafting. And now you understand why the people in power don't really care about how you feel concerning by-elections, psi-elections, any elections. They have got something planned that has nothing to do with physical autonomy, that has nothing to do with, oh, I want to be free. How many times have you heard that in the beast system, it is not built for individual freedom, individual creativity, individual expression, individualism? That stuff will be bred out. And therefore, the skillful person alive in the beast system is the man who has read James chapter 3 100 times and is making it his top prayer priority. The skillful woman, her top prayer priority to master her tongue, her emotions, his thought life, what entices him, his desires. You're reading James chapter 3 and you're trying to really pray that the Holy Spirit will strengthen and stir that up and manifest that in you. Because when these times come and you have been prepared according to scripture, less harm, less potential for harm. So shame will be highly weaponized in that new society. You can think of the social credit score now in China. Yes, you can understand that. The social credit score system in China, whereby everything, the entire system, they're trying it out in limited areas, I think. But their goal is to make it work throughout the whole society. And some of it they've already spread abroad throughout the whole society. So they monitor, for instance, those who use their money to buy milk for their children and those who take their money to buy alcohol, beer, things like that. They're doing it so that they can know, oh, a bad citizen is out buying drinks. A bad citizen was having 7 margaritas in the nightclub. But this good citizen, she is a good woman because she's using her money to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and not burgers for her children. So all that, these tiny metrics are moving through how you shop, how you spend your money. And in the same way in China, if you jaywalk, they have screens up and they put your picture up. The second you break the law by jaywalking, your picture appears there and you are shamed in the entire intersection. Your face is there along with your social security number and other identifying things like your name. All of that goes up on the billboard. And it's so embarrassing that now the people are trained not to jaywalk. And people will listen and say, no, I'm a renegade and I'm a maverick. You're just a human being. And nobody wants to be embarrassed publicly. Nobody wants to go up to that dais. And so these are small ways that the devil will use to greatly control people's behavior. So we will be divided by clans. We will be divided by houses. We will be divided by tasks, roles, and work divisions. Everybody will be assigned a task, a role, special work to do, And we will be told over and over and over as we do our work, as we play our little parts in the greater wheel, as we are a little cog in the greater wheel of the society, we're going to be told over and over and over how important the clans are and how functional the clans are to the whole vision of society. So I'm always speaking about the screens. I'm always speaking about the AI voice that will never stop talking. Once they start audio AI in your city, you should know that the beast system is as real as you've been hearing in these videos. You can watch the prophecy that is called, if you see something, say something. You can also watch the prophecy, weighted floors and keyless doors, I think. That's the name of the prophecy. You can also watch the prophecy that is called A Vision of the Future. Those three videos will give you an in-depth look into how the automated controlled world is going to be. So we're going to be hearing as we get our tasks. I've spoke about how if you want to be an engineer, you might be blessed enough that they will choose you and say, we assign you engineering. You might want to be an artist. You might want to be a doctor. And then they will tell you, we don't need any more doctors. We filled the doctor quota from people who had better grades than you. You're going to be a soldier, male or female. We want you to join the army. We want you to defend the kingdom and the clan. And then that's where you will go. No questions asked. So we'll keep hearing how important it is for everyone to play their part, how important it is for everyone to play their role, how important it is that everyone do their work and contribute to the functionality of the clans, because the clans are central to the whole vision of this new society. We'll be hearing over and over again how clans must work together and fulfill their function so that the society stays healthy and efficient, peace and safety for the greater good, for the greater good, for the general health of the community. It's best that we do this. Everybody is going to be wearing different clothes, but by the gear that you see some people carrying, you will know what people are and what they do in the society. Life was taken back to very old-fashioned times, but at the same time, intensely modern as well. That's the only way I can put it. You can hear that this standard of living is extremely medieval, that so-and-so is from the house of red, and so-and-so is from the house of gold, and so-and-so is from clan trigonometry, and things like that. It's extremely Middle Ages, extremely Chaucer old world, but at the same time, the technology is going to be so next level. And so I was trying to take pictures in that place. When I was inaugurated, when I got my clan, I was given a box and I was trying to take pictures of everything that I was seeing, the buildings, the architecture, the fact that there's flags flying from turrets. Where do we even get turrets? When was the last time that you saw a castle when you went to Jersey or DC? But there's flags flapping in the breeze, and the clans have their flags, and the houses have their, there is a word for it, their emblems or their logos, things like that. And I was trying to take pictures in that place. I really was. And I managed to get about 5 good pictures. I took a lot of pictures, but I got 5 that I thought were pretty good. And I was taking those pictures because I wasn't aware that I was dreaming. I was taking the pictures because I said, when I come back, I'm going to show people this. So maybe I was aware that I was dreaming, but I was taking the pictures because I was planning to come back and show all of you that I'm telling the truth. I was taking the pictures and I was saying, when I get back, I'm going to show them these pictures so they can know that this world is waiting up ahead. But when I came back, all of my pictures were spoiled. All of the pictures looked like I had them at -3 million exposure. They were all so dark. They looked like I had taken them through the lens of seriously, seriously dark sunglasses. 2 of the pictures were of the things that were in my box. 2 of the pictures that were very, very good, the things that were in my inauguration box. And 3 of the pictures that I thought were very clear and good were of the society, the architecture, that is the buildings, the roadway, the transport systems, which I cannot describe to you now how it was, except a little bit about the buildings. The buildings that I saw, I call them wind flute buildings. They are made of highly, highly, highly reflective metal and glass in very whimsical shapes. The one that I will always speak about is the one that leans this way. It almost is like that famous wave hotel that they have in Dubai, but this shape of one straight side and one curvy side, like blown glass, is very, very favored in that world. And the buildings also don't just take the square boxy shape, which we have mastered here now. It's beautiful, whimsical architecture. And the way the buildings are designed in relation to one another catches the wind. The buildings are designed to catch the wind and funnel the wind in between them so that there is a peaceful flute music sound being created as the wind goes between the buildings, over the shapes and things like that. It makes this beautiful flute-like peaceful music that flows throughout the city all the time. And the Lord was laying on my heart that it has something to do with this thing called the Schumann resonance. I have not had the time to look up what this thing is, but I can tell you that the word and the phrase was very clear in my heart, and it has something to do with frequencies and how frequencies affect the human brain, the human psyche, and how we behave. So there are people who dive deep into frequencies and they say, this frequency helps you to study better and your brain is sharp. This frequency helps you to let go of trauma and pain. This frequency helps you to feel very relaxed and sleepy and loved and comfortable. So this thing called Schumann resonance, I know it has to do with frequencies, I think, but that's about it. It has to do with the way the buildings are designed to catch wind and create this harmonics that flows over and through the buildings, and it is done like that to promote optimal health and wellness and to keep people's brains in a particular state. I bet you it's not a revolutionary state. I bet you it's not a let's have a civil war state. That's for sure. And so I took about 5 good photos, but when I came back, there was a black film. I know this is God. I know it's him. You're not always allowed to bring back things that you see from there. You know, in the Bible, the equivalent of having some of these things taken away from you when you come back to consciousness is the same as these angels telling Daniel things and then saying, oh, but seal up the words of the book, seal it up. And what that practically means is Daniel will be told something and Daniel will write it down. And then Daniel will even say, oh, but you, O Daniel, go your way and seal up the word of the book. So people will have the Bible and people will read what Daniel wrote. And because the words are sealed, they'll read it generation after generation after generation. They will never understand what it means. They will write commentaries. They will preach sermons and they'll just be preaching their grandfather's cupcakes. Nothing about what that thing really means will be in what they say because the words are sealed, meaning that God has not given the understanding of those words to that generation at that time. One of the biggest lies that we have still operating today is the lie from back then where people read the book of Genesis chapter 6 and then they say that thing that is clearly the Bene Ha Elohim, this is the fallen angels, the sons of God, it calls them, mating with human wives and choosing from among the women all whom they wanted to be their wives. That thing has been preached consistently through history as, oh no, these were good men, normal men, the sons of Seth, who married bad girls. So the thing, the Bible clearly says that the time came where men were on earth. This is Adam's seed, Adam's children, Adam's in-laws, basically multiplying. And it says that daughters were born to them. Now, daughters have been being born since the beginning because this is who Cain and Seth and everybody, they're marrying their sisters because their DNA is pure at that time, straight out of the garden. No, marry your cousin and get some sick disease in the children. Not back then. So daughters have been being born. But what they're saying that as the population of men is increasing and now they're having lots more daughters, and then the angels mount an insurrection and come into the earth. But because God did not give this understanding back then, why? Because of the timing, because of the generation at that time, because God was not ready to get human beings fixated on the wickedness of angels, the way people are fixated on the fallen angels now. You never heard this stuff back in the 80s, never heard it in the 90s, not even the 2000s and the 2010s. The explosion of it. Anyone who would be talking about it back then was seen as a fringe pastor. But now every five-year-old is talking about fallen angels. It's no longer sealed. Why? Because they'll be here soon to marry all the girls who like blonde, blue-eyed men who don't get old. Their time is now. So the words are no longer sealed. So I took good pictures because I was coming back to prove a point. But all my pictures got spoiled. Some of them were spoiled there, but the five good ones that I was holding on to as proof, they got spoiled. And I didn't even know how. So when I woke up, I was complaining to God. I said, Lord, do you see something? All my pictures are spoiled. And now they're never going to believe that I was really there. Because look, everything that I brought back is so dark. Like I took these pictures through the window of a gangster's car. You know how gangsters have this next level black tint on their car. And so I sat up in bed holding my phone. And I was enlarging my pictures, trying to see. And I could see what I had taken. So the pictures that I took, they looked like the kind of pictures where you know what you took. And then everyone will say, oh, you're just imagining that shape. But I could see my inauguration box. And based on the place that I was given in society, they gave me a box with all the things that I'm supposed to carry on my person, all the things that I guess I should pin and wear to show what my role is and what I do, what my place is, society is in society. You know, when you sit down back in your chair, you take a picture of your box, but nothing was clear. None of the buildings I took were clear. The towers, the turrets, the futuristic type of construction that reflects light everywhere so that the place is bright almost even in the evening. I couldn't see anything. And I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed. And I was not holding back in telling God my disappointment when this happened. One of my neighbors slammed the door on his way to work. And then I woke up from the second dream. So I was in the first dream, in this world, wearing that stuff, seeing everything. And then I thought that I woke up. I thought that I woke up from that dream and I sat up in bed and I was excitedly going through my phone to see. I brought back proof. I brought back proof that I was in that place. I took it and now I'm going to show it. And then my neighbor slams the door and I come out of the second dream that shows me that I'm still dreaming and I'm not aware that I'm dreaming. And this is just how it is. And so I thought I was awake, having come back from that place in the future with proof to show other people that it does exist, but it was just a dream inside a dream. And that is just this brief look at the times that are ahead of us. The future kingdom dated April the 8th, 2024, God is showing us that a new time period is going to come. All the world is going to marvel after the beast. This is a very deep Bible verse when it says, and all the world wondered after the beast. You must understand that to wonder, to truly wonder, the only people who are really filled with pure wonder are babies. And that's because if you even hold a light bulb in front of a baby, switch it on and switch it off. These people have come with absolutely nothing on their hard drive. All they know how to do is cry, smile, be cute, and go to the bathroom. So anything you show a baby is an object of wonder. They will smile at the movement of their own fingers when they realize that I'm the one moving these strange things. That's how easy it is. But the older we get, it's harder to experience wonder. But the Bible tells us, if you read Revelation 13, people, prayerfully, I mean sentence by sentence, and you start asking God, there is absolutely no way that you will not see these prophetic words in that chapter. That chapter is so expressive. Every sentence is working super hard in Revelation 13 to tell you these dreams that I'm telling you and that world in Revelation 13 are one and the same. To wander after the beast, especially when you marry it to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8. Let's read it briefly. Chapter 2 and verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So in this one verse, why would you debate and deny when the Lord says that in the future time, all the previous Nephilim are going to return and we will go back to the age of the dragons? You that consider yourself theologians out there, you're so smart. You know everything about the Bible. You will see a verse like this that tells you all power. The working of Satan with all power. Does it say the working of Satan with God, we win? Does it say the working of Satan with God blocking Satan and telling him, Satan, certain things are off limits because my people are on the earth? It says with all power, meaning that if Satan wants to pull a 999-foot python out of the sea and bring it right on the major highway, I-95, which has never been finished in all its existence, God is not going to stop him doing that. Signs with all power. The word all is in front of power. It is also working with the word signs. It is working with the word lying wonders. You hear a prophecy where I say that God has shown me that those who are pursuing eternal youth, they're going to bring potions on this earth that you will be able to pay your beast credits for and buy yourself back the years that you think you've lost. But because Satan is a trickster and gives nothing for free, you'll be young for a while and then you'll start to see accelerated signs of aging. And you know what that means? You'll have to run and go buy more. You take it, you go back to the flower of youth, but because the devil is wicked, the next time the signs of aging show up, they'll be even more accelerated. You will look more hideous. Satan is going to bring to this earth the ancient classic that is called The Picture of Dorian Gray. You don't need to read the book. Just go to Wikipedia and see what Dorian Gray did and how he ended up and what the story is about. What is a power? What is a sign? What is a lying wonder? And why is it that because we live in the modern age, we continue to fight against these words? Most people like to claim, I'm a New Testament Christian. We're not under law. We're under grace. I'm reading to you from 2 Thessalonians. This is as gracey as it gets. And it's telling you that when the lawless one comes, Satan is going to be working at maximum capacity power, maximum capacity signs, maximum capacity lying wonders. And that's not all. It says that every single person who is so unrighteous as to reject the truth of God is going to be deceived and perish from the deception, because God is going to hand all those people up over to strong delusion so that they should believe the lie. Where is the dichotomy between the things that I describe and the thing that the Bible is saying? How many times have I said that the Bible can give you the entire rundown of the beast system in one Bible verse, but if you don't know how to interpret it correctly, if no one is teaching you what it actually means, you just skim over it and think, oh, it doesn't mean anything. When you hear that Satan is going to be given carte blanche to work with power, signs, and lying wonders, where do you think the limitation is? Where do you think the cutoff area is? The cutoff area is this: whatever Satan can imagine, whatever he can imagine, he's going to bring upon the soil. And then we have to now combat it with what? How do we combat these things? Lying wonders, power, and signs. It's only by the grace of God. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit still active in hearts. This thing, if your heart has room, to want to participate in this thing. If your heart has room whereby God is speaking to you and you're like, well, I'll see how I feel about it, then obviously you're not filled to the top with the Spirit. You have room for the evil heart of unbelief that's spoken about, and I think it's Hebrews 3, where God says, brethren, where Apostle Paul says, brethren, take heed that none of you, it's not God's desire for any of you to succumb and have an evil heart that does not believe our God. God is displeased with that thing. We have to be filled to the top with ultimate faith in our Father. Nobody has to like these things, but to disavow these things simply because nobody's taught you better and because you might be so proud that you hear it and you reject it outright, grabbing scrolls and tearing them up and throwing them in the air like confetti. Well, God will hand people over like that to the strong delusion so that they can believe the lie, because the Bible says that they will be condemned because they refuse to believe what is true, but they had pleasure in doing unrighteousness. And so this is just another glimpse from another angle of the future kingdom that the Lord allowed me to see. A very wondrous thing, as I said, and all the world wondered after the beast. You're sitting here and you know that our cities are established. They've been built for decades. London's been built for decades. Sydney's been built for decades. Addis Ababa has been built for decades. Cape Town has been built for decades. DC, Jersey, New York City, built for decades. Tokyo, Seoul, they've been built for decades. And now you hear, you're asking yourself, how can new buildings come up? What are they going to do? How will they pull down all the old buildings and put new ones on top of it? These are the lying wonders. How do we know that they don't have, that there isn't technology to reprint entire buildings in a night? Can you truly conceive of what these creatures are able to do? They live outside of our dimension. They don't sleep. They don't eat. They feed on us. What is outside of their scope? This is what is fearful for the thinking of people, because until people realize that the only containment for Satan is Jesus Christ, it's not you and what you can conceive of. The limitation of what Satan can think of is not you and what you're able to believe. Satan doesn't care about what you're able to believe. Some of us are so limited that we don't even think that young children can die. We're like, no, there's going to be a rapture for the children. Who told you this? Where'd you pick that up from? What's the Bible verse that supports that? Where'd you pick it up from? Where did you get it? You got it out of your own heart, along with all the other deceptions that are in there. You didn't get it from Jesus. Because Jesus will punish his own people in the Bible. A prophet will come and prophesy, and then his own people's children are dying. So where did you get this modern belief that children cannot be harmed, that children cannot die? They're dying young right in front of you now. Why do you believe lies? Only you know. Because the lies give comfort. Because to strip yourself of the lie means being naked for a season until God has mercy and clothes you with truth. Nobody likes to be naked except the naked people on the social media apps. We cling to lies because the lies give us purpose. Many of us are bonded to our false beliefs. How can we strip off those false beliefs and start listening to what Jesus says? No. I've said here many times, many are the haters of God branding themselves as Christians. But I can spot a hater of God because those people hate for the word of God to rule over them. They hate a prophetic truth. They feel like they're on fire with gas and kerosene and whatever else. The future kingdom, April 8, 2024, a time coming when you look outside the window and you won't see anything you recognize. You look outside the window, we're going to be in these communities. I've already spoken about it. Go and watch that prophecy. If you see something, say something. Please watch that prophecy. That prophecy, the government is going to mail people. Hi, Celestial. I saw the letter. I read my letter from the dream. That's how good the recall God gives me. Hello, Celestial. We have noticed that you are doing the minimum recommended number of activities. This is probably women's knitting, women's book club, women's walking club, Women's Bicycle Club. That's it. The minimum number of recommended, they call it recommended activities, but if you don't do it, they will take away your credits. If you don't do it, they will actually dock your score. So you have to do it. So I was doing the least amount required. And then after a season, because I wasn't looking like a good active citizen, because who cares of doing things in groups? Then they sent me a letter and it said, "Hello, Celestial, we have noticed that you are doing the minimum recommended number of tasks. As you know, society and group community and this and that." And then the letter told me that they were going to contact me if I did not go ahead and choose more activities on my own. Then they were going to be contacting my zone person and contacting me to help me choose more activities. And the entire tone of it sounded very corporate, but underneath was just a sharp knife threat, which is, don't make us choose for you. If you know what's good for you, choose for yourself. I said that I saw that this society will weaponize your nearest and dearest against you. It will be your best friend that you fought in the war with. It will be your best friend that you've been playing basketball with all your life, who will join the local mixed couples walking group, and he's going to meet Susie, and he's going to be happy with Susie, and he's going to keep asking you, why don't you join the group, man? And you're going to say, because I don't want to. And then he will keep working on you and telling you how the walking group is good for you. And you're going to look at this man and you're going to wonder what cooked his mind. But what cooked his mind is the lying wonder that an enforced, sculpted, pre-designed society is good for human beings. It is not good for human beings. People do not do well in enforced utopias. If we did, our world would be like that. And you know why? God created a utopia and we spoiled it. He created a flaw-free universe and we found the flaw. So Satan is not able to create a better utopia than the one God made. It's going to go horribly wrong. So hold on to the Holy Spirit. God bless you. I'm Celestial. This is the Master's Voice. You can find the Master's Voice places to follow in the description box at the bottom. And there's audio podcasts that you can listen to. There's various social medias where you can follow. If you are on Facebook and you would like to leave a review of the blog, if it's been blessing you, hearing about the truth of the gospel, hearing about the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, finding out who God is and learning how to honor him and walk in tandem with his spirit and not against the flow of his spirit, please leave a review on Facebook. It gives better visibility to the ministry. If you want to leave a like on these videos to help the videos go up in the algorithm, you're absolutely welcome. If you want to subscribe, you're absolutely welcome. There's absolutely no pressure for anything. You can follow on TikTok. It's at the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. And you can like the videos there. It helps them to trend, because on all my social media, all of my content is suppressed. It is banned. It gets strikes all the time for no reason. It gets taken down all the time for no reason. And yet the motivation to continue is strong, because I know who I am serving, and I know that his word will go out throughout all the territories of the world, so that those who want to follow their God correctly can come home before the times get dark. God bless you. And until I see you again, goodbye.